This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin leads the nation in hourly wage growth. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin workers saw their paychecks go up as much as 7.9% in February compared to last year. Workers in the Milwaukee area were making as much as $35 an hour. The median yearly salary in Wisconsin is about $47,000. Wisconsin just broke a record for capital investments. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says more than $2.4 billion was invested in Wisconsin in fiscal year 2024. The old mark was $1.8 billion. The biggest projects include the Keekaman expansion in Walworth and the Purina pet food plant in Jefferson. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her new presidential campaign in Battleground, Wisconsin. She spoke to a crowd of supporters at a high school in West Allis yesterday.
This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for.
Harris has secured enough pledged delegates to win the Democratic Party nomination. Wisconsin Republicans say voters should decide if Kamala Harris should be the Democratic nominee for president, not powerful insiders. Brian Schimming is chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Kamala Harris has never won, ever, a single presidential primary or caucus, ever. And she is the new nominee of the Democratic Party.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde asks if Harris helped hide President Biden's decline from the public. The search is on for a new president at Marquette University. The Board of Trustees is looking for someone to take over after Michael Lovell died last month. Lovell led Marquette for more than 10 years. The new president will be Marquette's 25th leader. The national search will be closed and confidential. A Manitowoc factory is settling with the state of Wisconsin over air pollution. The owners of Carry Red Arrow Liquid Smoke will pay $85,000 for breaking a number of air pollution laws. Among other things, the state attorney general accused plant operators of not operating pollution control equipment. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Dunn County Humane Society has officially reached its maximum capacity for cats and dogs at the shelter. According to a press release, the Humane Society is in desperate need of potential adopters or foster families who can provide temporary homes for the animals. Overcrowding shelters has become a problem across the region, with the Eau Claire County Humane Association announcing earlier this week that they would be giving out free small animals throughout July due to their own space concerns. After a rainy month of June, all of the Eau Claire County beaches are officially open for the summer. According to a WEAU report, the heavy rains can lead to a buildup of harmful bacteria in the water, forcing the county to close beaches even when the weather is hot and sunny. Officials are hoping the recent dry weather will continue to hold up through the summer and are really hoping that the new aqua thrusters installed at Lake Altoona will successfully prevent the growth of the troublesome blue-green algae. The Eau Claire City Council voted to approve its five-year capital improvement plan on Tuesday, which includes over $250 million for area projects. Many of those projects include infrastructure upgrades like repairing and renovating roads, parks, and trails, as well as larger-scale projects like new parking in the downtown area. Some money was set aside for other potential projects as well, like putting up lights at Boyd Skate Park and for public arts projects. The full operational budget could be approved in November. Eau Claire public health officials are warning residents about the risk of dengue virus as the mosquito population grows. According to the Eau Claire City County Health Department, residents should protect themselves from the mosquitoes by using insect repellent, wearing closed-toed shoes, and wearing long-sleeved shirts and pants. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services say there have been 12 confirmed cases of the virus in the state this year, all from people who had traveled to tropical and subtropical regions. The city of Menominee held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the opening of a new trail extension on Tuesday. According to a WQOW report, the new trail connects the Dunn County Judicial Center and Government Center along Highways 12 and 29 and completes a looping trail around Lake Monoman. Officials say the two goals of the extension are to improve public safety and provide another path for recreational use. Half of the $250,000 in funding for the project came from the American Rescue Plan Act. City of Eau Claire officials say there are now projects in the area being funded by the wheel tax passed by the city council nearly a year ago. According to a WQOW report, the $24 local vehicle registration fee is now funding six street projects, including three that have already been finished on Sheridan Road, Mercury Avenue, and Piedmont Road. The three unfinished projects began earlier this month. City officials expect that the registration fee will bring in over $1 million each year for road construction projects. The Eau Claire Public Schools Foundation has announced the selection of a new executive director. According to a press release, Kelly Christensen will take over the position on July 29th. Christensen has worked with a number of nonprofits in the area, including as the lead community impact director at the United Way of the Greater Chippewa Valley. Officials say she will bring a great deal of experience and skills working with operations, fundraising, and grants, as well as building relationships with staff and donors. Chippewa Valley residents will soon have a chance to get a refreshing lemonade while teaching area kids about the value of entrepreneurship. According to a WEAU report, the Boys and Girls Club of the Greater Chippewa Valley will be hosting its 15th annual Squeeze the Day Lemonade Day on August 1st, teaching area kids about marketing, financial literacy, and other business necessities. The organization will hold events in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Altoona, Menominee, and Black River Falls from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. next Thursday. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers get the win at Wrigley. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Cubs and the Brewers in Chicago. It came down to a simple hit up the middle by Bryce Terang in the top of the eighth to break a 0-0 tie on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Base hit back up the middle. Bryce Terang gets it done. Two strikes, two outs, no big deal. All that early work pays off.
And that's the way it ended. Milwaukee 1, Chicago nothing. Bryce Terang talked about spending extra time before the game during batting practice working on that kind of situation.
Feels good. I want to win, you know. But, you know, we won tonight and we just got to move on to tomorrow. And, you know, it feels good. I'm happy the team won.
The series tied at one game apiece. They finish up today. NFL, the Packers held their practice another day without Jordan Love as contract talks continue. The team signing Jason Eason as a third quarterback in camp to help out. Eason's been with six other NFL teams, including Green Bay, earlier this spring. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Fans of Top Gun prepare to get even fannier. Glenn Powell spilled the beans during a July 22nd episode of the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, where he told listeners that the third installment in the Top Gun franchise will happen. Powell says he has a start date. When asked for more details, however, Powell said he would not give them. As usual, everything hinges on the availability of Tom Cruise. Let's be honest, everything in the world hinges on Tom Cruise's availability. Joker Foley Adu has some big shoes to fill, not from the original Joker from 2019, but from the trailer that just dropped. According to the New York Post, in the trailer, Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga put on a bloody show as they dance through Arkham Asylum. The new Joker deals with a trial making the Joker face the consequences due to his actions in the previous film. Lady Gaga plays Harley Quinn. The film is set to hit theaters October 4th. Here's a retro Pete pick if you're looking for something to watch. I've been reworking my way through Richard Linklater's Sunset Trilogy. Just brilliant. I just finished the second installment, Before Sunset, and not only does it hold up over time, I think I like it even better. The film follows Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy in their quirky, unconventional relationship. It is definitely worth a watch or a rewatch. Here is a blockbuster spotlight pick for this week. Deadpool and Wolverine opens July 26th. This will be the third installment in the Deadpool franchise from Marvel and is expected to keep the box office steam going for another weekend. Will it overtake Twisters for the number one spot at the box office? It's the heavyweight bout of the summer, but in this case, the people will decide. How's that for democracy? Word on the street is there was supposed to be a kiss between Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones at the end of the new blockbuster film Twisters. The kiss got cut because producers thought it was too cliche. The final decision to cut the kiss? It came from Steven Spielberg. That's right, the king of the blockbuster himself robbed romantics of that final blockbuster moment. Would a kiss have brought in more than $80 million? No one seems to care. The New York Post reports that Conan O'Brien was jealous when his ex, Lisa Kudrow, would talk about how funny Matthew Perry was while on the set of Friends. Conan and Lisa good-naturedly discussed his jealousy on a recent episode of his podcast called Conan Needs a Friend. Conan said he got defensive because he thought he made Kudrow laugh a lot, but that didn't stop Kudrow from insisting Perry was hilarious. My biggest take from this story? I had no idea Conan and Lisa Kudrow dated. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. By Friday, mostly sunny, more humid with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.